Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, and Steve. Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve Paisley Jordahl. Got the Paisley.
Got the Paisley tie.
Paisley tie going on there. Yep. We thank everybody for listening to American Family Radio and to this program. And we want to wrap up just for a minute what we talked about last half hour. Steve, you weren't in here. We were talking about the NAACP. And the human rights campaign.
Will you leave me time for a story?
After that?
No, after that.
I'm not going 25 minutes on this topic.
Okay.
Just for a minute.
We just wanted to know if you wanted to add anything to that.
Well,
the LGBTQ, they're giving travel warnings to Black Americans and to gay and lesbian Americans. Go to Florida at your own risk.
I just got back from Florida. As some of you may know, if you remember, my wife and I went down for that timeshare thing. It was in Orlando. I can't tell you the number of Black people and gay people who were on the side of the road being frisked by cops who we may never see again. It just is happening all over, so I get it.
I wonder, you know the Denver Nuggets, the professional basketball team?
Right.
They're in the finals now. And
Did they –
Yeah, they swept the Lakers. So they're in the finals, and then they're going to probably be playing against the Miami Heat, which is
although the Celtics stayed alive last night.
Yeah, for another game. But what I'm saying is, if Denver plays Miami, they're probably just going to have to leave the African American players back in Denver. On their team because
it's so dangerous.
So they're going to play with all white.
Well, that would be
players. Emmett, what do you think about that, Ed? What do you does that reduce their chances?
A problem of its own.
Well,
I'm trying to take the NAACP serious here, and I'm not.
And it's callous of me.
Okay,
I'm being callous. I think it's clear that the NAACP and the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, are full of baloney.
Okay, this is what I wanted to get to. Yes. And why are they doing this, Ed? Why are they doing this?
They're doing
that
this.
99% of Americans, gay, straight, blacks, whites, go, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. This is how they stay in business. All right, this is how the Southern Poverty Law Center stays in business. Like the NAACP, they started off doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Right.
But at some point, the horror stories of the systemic racism that apparently continues to plague our country does not have any real evidence. So the SPLC, like the NAACP and the Human Rights Campaign, turn to dire warnings of murder and mayhem against their constituents.
They make up stuff.
For example, when Mississippi, and I guess it was in 2015, or passed HB 1523, which protected people of conscience, Christians, from being forced to promote same-sex marriage or perhaps go out of business, the Human Rights Campaign warned that there would be violence against homosexuals. And initially, they said the millions of homosexuals that are in Mississippi, a state that only has 3 million people, period. Okay, so they go directly for the dire warnings of the zombie apocalypse against their constituents, and they're full of baloney.
Right.
And any thinking person knows it.
Yeah.
Which, to your point, the Denver Nuggets are most certainly not going to leave their Black athletes back in Denver when they go, if they go to Miami to play, because there is no real danger.
There's a huge gay and lesbian population down in Miami.
Yeah.
And Key West.
And Key West.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them saying, oh, my word.
We're disappearing off the streets.
Yeah.
So wait till June.
It's a bunch of, as you say, baloney, or far from Biden, malarkey.
Yeah.
All right, next story. Steve.
I know you guys were talking about the problems at the border and people crossing the border. There's a disturbing trend. They're seeing more and more young Chinese men cross the border. These are all men of about 20, 25 years old. In other words, military age. I say that with total, you know, that's where we're going. The Border Patrol has encountered almost 10,000 Chinese migrants at the southern border between October 2022 and April. It's a 393% increase. What are they doing? Well, I was just speaking this morning with Frank Gaffney, who does our show at 10 o'clock and scares me to death every time I listen to it.
Right.
I'm going to scare you to death now because, it, you know, if I have to do it, then you all have to
right.
do it. So he reminds us that there's a lot of tension going on in the Pacific right now. China is wanting to take over Taiwan, and Frank Gaffney says that they're preparing for a hot war, a kinetic war, a shooting war over Taiwan. And if the United States gets in the way, a shooting war against us. Hence, perhaps, the reason that young Chinese men are flooding the country to 10 columns worth, 10,000 people worth. I want you to listen a little bit about what Frank says. This is Cut 10.
Chinese Communist Party is giving every indication that it intends to go to war with the United States in the old-fashioned kind. They've got a lot of options. I personally think that the one that they are least interested in, though they've made an enormous investment in acquiring the capability to do it, is a thermonuclear war against the United States. Deng Xiaoping, the dictator of China back in the early 1990s, had ordered the illegal, by the way, biological warfare program of China to prepare to depopulate the United States so that it could be colonized by China. And I have the feeling that's what this looks like. And these, you know, battalions, if that's what we have here now, would be capable of both spreading biological agents and doing sabotage of various other kinds, taking down our grid, our electrical grid, for example, and assassinating leadership figures and so on.
Remind me not to go to lunch with Frank.
I tell you, man, every time I listen to that program,
Frank Gaffney knows his stuff.
Yeah.
He keeps up with this. That's what he lives, breathes, and eats. And he has a show on AFR in the evenings, as you say. So I would pay attention to what he says right there. You know, with China, with communist China, there are a lot of things to be concerned about if you're an American. But I tell you what, you remember what kind of quote scares me the most? You remember when we, during the COVID, y'all remember that?
Something's ringing a bell in the back of my mind.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was called COVID-19.
Yeah.
Okay.
I vaguely remember that.
Anyway, do you remember hearing about why the, that China, we're talking about holding China accountable, right? Because they created the COVID virus and then it escaped from their lab. That's what I believe. Okay. Some people believe it was released intentionally. Anyway, we learned that they control so many, I guess you could say, ingredients, minerals, that make our drugs that we use here in the U.S. You know what I'm talking
right.
about?
Yes.
And this was, when that was exposed, you were going like, wow. So China, if they wanted to really impact America without firing a shot financially, they could just make people across America start dying or suffering because they can't get access to, I don't know, I'm just making stuff up here, cancer treatments or blood
diabetes,
blood pressure medicine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I think Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, he talked a lot about this at the time. I don't know what's been done subsequent to that to alleviate that problem or change that. I don't know if you can, because maybe they have access to China to, as I say, minerals or what do you call these?
Well, they produce a lot of the drugs over there. The minerals they have
access to. The drugs themselves.
These rare minerals are used in a lot of computer chips and so on and so forth. There's an old expression, and I think it may be Sun Tzu, the old Chinese
art of war.
Art of war. I don't know how far back this goes, but the statement is you never deal with your enemy. You never prepare for what your enemy might do. You prepare for what your enemy is capable of doing. Okay. So you don't say, well, our enemy is capable of doing this, but we think what they're probably going to do is this over here. No, you prepare for what they're capable of doing. And when I hear stories like this about the Chinese young men of military age
coming over the border,
which is porous and wide open because of the person we have in the White House and the leftist Democratic Party, I don't look at what those young men might do. I look at what they're capable of doing. And what they're capable of doing is being what's called a fifth column, which means if we do go into a shooting war with China over Taiwan, they are, in all likelihood, going to be turned loose.
That's exactly what Rafferty
was
saying.
I think that is what is going to happen. And as well as what you're talking about, Tim. And here's why. Because these are communists. The communist Chinese, they don't have a Christian conscience. They are in this. They are playing for keeps. And the only country standing in their way of world domination is the United States of America. It's not Russia. China has already seen that Russia may not be a paper tiger, but they're no threat. Europe's not going to stand in the way. It's us.
And they own most of Central and South America.
Right.
And Africa.
And so when I say what are those communist Chinese capable of doing, everything Frank Gaffney said.
Yeah.
And if we're not preparing for that, then it is a dereliction of duty beyond what President Biden has already been derelict in. And we could be facing, you know, we always talk about the judgment of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did God always use when it came to Israel? Somebody worse.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be Babylon. It's going to be, you know, Assyria, then Babylon. Okay. The Chinese are communists. God very well could be saying, all right, America, you want to teach young children to be homosexual and to have to mutilate your bodies? You want to spread pornography around the world? You want to promote abortion overseas? You want to do all that? You want to cross swords with the Almighty? Well, guess what? Judgment's coming.
Yeah.
It is scary, but it's right there in your Bible, folks. You better be praying that God in the midst of judgment remembers mercy. All right, my sermon's over.
I don't want to go to lunch with you either. I'm going to go by myself, I think.
Huh? Just practice hiding under the table like they...
I want to read my Joel Osteen Bible.
Like kids used to have to do in the 50s.
Get some positive...
Hide under the desk in case of a nuclear attack. Right?
A nuclear explosion.
I need some positive vibes here going on, man. Good night.
All right.
No, I'm teasing.
I understand.
You have preached the truth. That's what the Word of God teaches. Listen, the Bible says, "Be not deceived." This is in Timothy, right?
No, this is in Galatians.
Galatians, which is close to Timothy.
It's in the New Testament.
It's in the New Testament. I'm good at Bible verses. I just can't whip out exactly where they
That's
are.
All right, you're about to preach the truth too.
Yeah, the Bible says. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I would say the same principle is true of countries.
Amen.
And peoples and nations. So you could rephrase that and say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a nation soweth, it shall also reap.
Yes.
So if we, as a nation, as a country, keep rebelling against God Almighty, as you said here, and I know people on the secular left and the atheists, they laugh and mock, just like the people did at Noah.
Right.
Well, your day and probably our day is coming.
Yes.
It is coming, because the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. God's patience won't last forever, as we see down through human history, and especially reading the Bible. There comes a time when God says... And guess what? Oftentimes, everybody suffers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody suffers. So if we have an economic collapse in America because America keeps to promoting immorality,
right,
or going directly against God's word,
yes,
then there's going to be great suffering, and I don't think it would be inescapable. Now, the Bible also teaches, though, that God protects his people, and there's a remnant. The Bible calls a remnant, you know,
right,
of folks who keep serving God, trusting God, living for God in spite of the hostilities that right. exist in the world around them.
Yep.
Right?
I'm not going to lunch with you either. But then, that's the absolute truth. God is not mocked. And this is what our country has done. It's been mocking God for a long time. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2015 legalized the marriage. All right? I'm going full King James Version. And that has led to children being taught that homosexuality is okay. Because the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. Now you have schools saying, well, it's legal. Supreme Court said it. So we're going to teach your kids.
And indoctrinate them.
And indoctrinate them.
Against your will.
All right.
Steve, you're up.
And we know that God deals with nations, not just because of the stories that you had about Israel, but he says he establishes kings. He's concerned with kings. He sets up governments to do his work of, like, justice in society. So, yes, he deals with countries as well as people.
Yes. Jeremiah 18, God said that if a country that I have blessed turns away from me and does what is evil in my sight, I will change my mind about the blessing and I'll judge them. And the opposite is true. Same passage.
Yep.
If a country that has done evil in my sight relents and repents and turns back to me and does what is right in my sight, I will change my mind about the judgment, the evil that I was going to bring upon them.
Next story, Steve.
All right. There's more debauchery stories, but I'm going to go a different direction here.
Yes, help us.
Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna has filed.
Wait, what now? What's her name?
Anna Paulina Luna.
Oh, where's she
Florida.
From?
Florida Republican.
Okay.
And she has introduced a resolution that would fine Representative Adam Schiff of California $16 million for his collusion and false information about the Trump probe for the hours, the days, and the years that was going on. Schiff was saying, I've got proof.
Of Russian collusion?
Of Russian collusion with Trump. The $16 million is about half as much as the government spent on the Durham report, basically.
I don't think that's legal.
No, she's just making a point.
I think Congress is in the Constitution. I'd have to ask Abe or go read it, but I think the Constitution itself says that Congress cannot use the power of the purse to fine individuals over for political reasons, which I happen to agree with. I think this is the wrong approach because, in effect, that weaponizes the federal government to financially punish people for political reasons, and that's exactly the kind of weaponization that the Democrats are doing.
That's the reason people call you liberal, Ed.
I know.
There you go, full liberal again. There's only so many times I can defend you on that stuff.
I know.
Because our listeners expect more. I think you're right. You can't. But I think what this person, this congresswoman from Florida is saying, is making a point that millions of dollars were wasted on the Russia hoax, and where can we go to get our money back?
Right,
the American people. And Adam Schiff, she's saying the
ringleader.
Yeah, he said he had all this evidence against Trump, and turns out he didn't have squat because he never released it. And if he had evidence of Russia collusion on Trump, he would have released it, and he didn't. He just was a blowhard,
right,
and a liar. All right, next story.
All right. Well, we saw that Rick Scott of Florida has announced that he is running for president. And Rick Scott.
Rick Scott's running?
Did he not? I've got a story.
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought he would. Let me just double check before I go here. But
you're not right on that one, brother.
Well,
no, it's a big deal. Go ahead and check it out.
Okay, I will.
But if you're not going to run for president, and we're announcing here on AFR.
No. I don't want to make an announcement. But what I do want to talk about is that The View was talking about Rick Scott. Or was it? Who's the other guy?
The other guy.
The guy from South Carolina.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. Thank you. Tim Scott. Thank you.
That's why we're here, Steve.
I know. I'm a reporter, a professional one. Tim Scott running for president, right? And The View took him on. And I want you to hear Joy Behar, the expert on African-American life.
I can only hear her for like 20 seconds, and that's going to be all that, huh?
This is 18 seconds long. Okay. Four.
And he's one of these guys who, you know, he's like Clarence Thomas, black Republican who believes in pulling yourself by your bootstraps rather than, to me, understanding the systemic racism that African Americans face in this country and other minorities. He doesn't get it. Neither does Clarence.
Right.
And that's why they're Republicans.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your phrase, Tim, parade of clowns. That's what that show is. It's not as I want to say something, you know, from my Italian roots, you know, I want to say idiota,
right.
You know, or something like that. But
you want to go full Godfather on us.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a parade of clowns on that show. Joy Behar is talk about a blowhard. She doesn't if you don't agree with the far left, then you're a rotten person. And they're going to say about you the worst possible take on whatever. So Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott didn't pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. That's an impossibility. They worked hard and overcame whatever obstacles were in their way. I'm sure there were individuals who were obstacles to them. I don't buy this about the systemic racism. I think that's was true at one time for portions of the country, but it is not true now. These are individuals who worked hard and believe if given the same opportunities, good education, so on and so forth, other black people can work hard. And Joy Behar doesn't believe black people can.
A lot of people call that pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Okay.
Working hard.
Yeah.
Tim, not Rick. Tim, not Rick. Tim, not Rick.
That's it. You got it.
Thank you.
Hey, can two people with the same last name, is that constitutionally prohibited for running for president?
It's not.
Okay, because you can't run for president two people from the same state.
Is that true?
That's true, constitutionally, because that's why somebody said Trump and DeSantis ought to team up. No, they can't, because you can't have two people from the same state be president and vice president.
I've never heard that.
So I just wondered if last names.
Yeah.
You can't have a Scott ticket. I don't think that's allowable.